During a global pandemic, how can we find comfort in the hymn, From God Can Nothing Move Me? You'll find the answer in Pastor Will Wheaton's column on Lutheran Dirges and Such in the latest Issues Etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, rapper Flame details his journey from Bapticostal and Reformed Baptist Calvinism to confessional Lutheranism. The free online Issues Etc. journal. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, October the 30th. A simple game we like to play with you, our listeners. We have been collecting sound bites over the course of the last week. We've been putting them away for this very hour, and we're ready to play four sound bites from Issues Etc.'s week's audio. One from Rebecca Curtis on baby boomers and the Fourth and Eighth Commandments. Another from Flame on what is the comfort of Lutheran theology. Pastor David Peterson on Psalm 58 and Christian prayer, and Pastor Will Wheaton on Lutheran confidence versus Roman Catholic and Eastern Orthodox confidence. We're going to play those sound bites for you. You listen, and then you give us a call. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. You can also vote by sending us an email right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We like to know who you are, where you're listening, and most importantly, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. 1-877-623-MYIE. The best vote will get the LPR bundle package. That's an Ad Crucem baptismal keepsake, an I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. pin, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. 1-877-623-MYIE. Here's soundbite number one, Rebecca Curtis on baby boomers and the Fourth and Eighth Commandments.
There's so much talk nowadays about, and I mean, this isn't new either. The term politically correct has been around for a long time. The basic idea is you just don't badmouth anybody based on what group of people they belong to. And you can test this out by substituting any verbal abuse directed toward the boomers. Substitute out boomer and put in any other identity group. Change your criticism to men are like this, women are like this. Change it to any race. Oh my goodness, don't even attempt to do that, not even as an example. Change it to any sexual identity group. Change it to a different economic class or educational class. That's all forbidden. But we're willing to trash the boomers day and night for any reason that we can come up with. And this is in direct conflict with what we see in Scripture. It's really strange. We're so careful to speak well of any other group of people according to whatever qualifier we want to group them under. But the Ten Commandments explicitly tell us, honor your father and your mother. And that doesn't change even with their death. Even after our parents are dead and our ancestors are long gone, we still have a duty as children to think well of them and explain everything in the kindest way. And it's something that our refusal to do is in direct disobedience to that commandment.
That's soundbite number one, Rebecca Curtis on the baby boomers and the Fourth and Eighth Commandments. If you'd like to vote for that one on this Friday, October the 30th, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and our Twitter address at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from rapper Flame. What is the comfort of Lutheran theology?
It really breathed life back into me as I thought about the reality of God doing something outside of myself, not only in the waters of baptism, but as I commune with him at the Lord's table through the bread and the wine. It was reassuring to know that Christ was coming to me, that this meal was for me, that he was forgiving me of my sin, that he was reassuring me that I was his, that I didn't have to fear, that I didn't have to look within myself or the intensity of my affections aligning with his, that this vulnerable, weak sinner who God created and loves, Christ was coming to me continually in real time, coming to me with his grace and his salvation, not asking me just to reflect and to think deeper on something he did long ago. But right now at this table with this meal, he is present with me. And I embraced that for the first time, and it just settled in my heart and in my mind in a way that I hadn't experienced ever. And the Lutheran Confessions exposed that reality by taking me back to the Bible and showing me that throughout church history, these have been things that have comforted the church as well. And Christians have drawn on these realities and they have offered the same comfort. And that's something that really rocked me and keeps me to this day.
That's soundbite number two, Rapper Flame answering the question, what is the comfort of Lutheran theology? Vote for that soundbite by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, going to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and voting there, or sending us your vote via Twitter, @issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Pastor David Peterson. We were talking about complaint psalms, and in particular, Psalm 58 and Christian prayer.
We get to the petition, the heart of the psalm, break their teeth, O God. And there's more. It's not just break their teeth. Melt them like water. Turn their own arrows against them. Melt them like snails that are being covered in salt. And worst of all, let them be like stillborn children. If you talked about the mean kids at school this way, your mother would wash your mouth out with soap. But this, of course, is not polite conversation. This is prayer. And the psalmist is opening his heart here to God. He is trusting in God's kindness to show his real self to God, that God will look past his slobbering, gasping, boogery cries. And he's telling the truth about how he feels. That's because prayer to Jesus is really a safe space. He won't judge you. Right? You've already been judged in his death and resurrection. So the psalmist lets all of this out with any inclination that he would take things into his own hand. This is really key. He doesn't tell God, hey, here's how I'm going to make it right. He isn't going to make it right. He's a man of faith. He trusts in God. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Okay, it's yours. Take it, God. That's what he's doing. He's handing it over to God. And he'll wait for God to reveal himself and show his mercy. We can speak frankly to our Father in heaven.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor David Peterson, on Psalm 58 and Christian prayer. Vote for that one on this Friday afternoon, October the 30th, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. You can also send one via Twitter @issuesETC or our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Get ready to vote. Soundbite number four is ahead. And after we've played it and you've listened, we'll take a break and we'll start taking your phone calls. 1-877-623-MYIE. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Will Whedon. Here he is contrasting Lutheran confidence versus Roman Catholic and Eastern Orthodox confidence.
For Orthodoxy or for Roman Catholicism, what is primary? What is the thing that guarantees that everything else is for sure? It's the church. Granted, they can't agree with each other about which is which, but that it's the church that guarantees it, and it is not the word. So they're not sure about us. They're not going to say you're not a Christian, but they're like, you know, you're not church. We're sure of that. Lutherans, on the other hand, can look at a Roman Catholic or Orthodox and we say, you know, we recognize you as church. Why? Because you have the word. It's the word that binds you to Jesus by the Holy Spirit's power. And it's that which gives you faith and sustains you in him, whether you recognize it or not. And we have the word. This is our glorious confidence. How do I know the sacrament of the altar is for sure? How do I know it's real? Because Jesus says, take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Take and drink my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. His word is never a nothing. It always gives what it says. Does that make sense? I mean, I think that's a huge, big distinction for us that we need to be really clear on when we're dealing with them. They put the order as church, word and sacraments, So the church guarantees that the word and sacraments will actually do the job. We do it in the exact verse. Word and sacraments guarantee that the church is the community where the gifts of God are being given.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon on Lutheran confidence versus the confidence of Roman Catholic and Eastern Orthodox believers. You can vote for that one, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesztc.org, our Facebook fan page where we've left space for you to vote for Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesztc, and our Twitter address at issuesztc. Remember to tell us who you are, where you're listening, and why you're voting for the Soundbite you're voting for. 1-877-623-MYIE. Will it be Soundbite number one, Rebecca Curtis on Baby Boomers and the Fourth and Eighth Commandments? Will it be Rapper Flame on What is the Comfort of Lutheran Theology? Pastor David Peterson on Psalm 58 and Christian Prayer, or Pastor Will Whedon on Lutheran confidence versus Roman Catholic and Eastern Orthodox confidence. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. This break is a great time to call. 1-877-623-MYIE. What's the relationship between the Book of Proverbs and the Ten Commandments? Find out with the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October, Provoking Proverbs, Wisdom, and the Ten Commandments. It's a new 10-lesson Bible study produced by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or read an excerpt of Provoking Proverbs at issuesztc.org. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October, Provoking Proverbs, Wisdom, and the Ten Commandments. 1-800-325-3040.
In many ways, St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Bel Air, Maryland is just like any other Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod Church. They have worship services each Sunday and reach out to their community, but one thing they don't do is pay their electric bill. Hello, this is Rahema Kavuga, Synod Relations Manager of Lutheran Church Extension Fund. And if you want to hear what St. Matthew actually did to eliminate their electric bill, just visit interesttime.org. That's interesttime.org.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Remember when education was about the fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic? And about reading great literature and studying history to give our kids a model for what it is to be a good person? Memoria Press's classical Christian curriculum offers that very model for your homeschool. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR21. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Have you ever had to have that difficult conversation with friends and family when they come to your church and you have to say, "I'm sorry, you're not a member. You can't commune here. We practice closed communion." It's a difficult conversation, and yet it's a very important conversation. Pick up your copy of the Lutheran Witness today to learn about how to have this conversation with your friends and loved ones in a way that confesses the truth about Jesus Christ. Visit witness.lcms.org to learn more. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
It's time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, the 30th of October. You vote by giving us a call right here, 877-623-MYIE. Sending us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet with your vote, at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page. We have left space for your vote, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We have soundbite number one, Rebecca Curtis, Baby Boomers and the Fourth and Eighth Commandments. Soundbite number two, Rapper Flame, What is the Comfort of Lutheran Theology? Soundbite number three, Pastor David Peterson, Psalm 58 and Christian Prayer. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon, Lutheran Confidence versus Roman Catholic and Eastern Orthodox Confidence. 1-877-623-6943. Let's go first to Ben, who listens in Hamel, Illinois. Hi, Ben.
Hey, I'm going to vote for soundbite number one, Mrs. Curtis. because it really helped me to remember that I shouldn't despise people that are older than me, like you, Pastor Wilkin, just because you're older than me. But she did a great job, and it was a very helpful reminder to all of us to honor our fathers and mothers and our elders. So, soundbite number one. Thanks.
All right, Ben, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Illinois. Also in Illinois, here is Paula. Hi, Paula.
Hi. I'm voting for number one, Mrs. Curtis, as well. I agree that I think as we were raised, we are to honor our parents, whether they're living or dead. And so I really agree with what she had to say.
All right, Paula, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Illinois. Still plenty of time for your vote, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us your tweet with your vote at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's a vote from the Issues Etc. comment line.
Hi, I'm Bethany from Pennsylvania. It's always so hard to choose a soundbite to vote for. They're always all so good. But it does make it easier for an on-demand listener like me when you post the soundbites a few days early, as you did this week. So thank you for that. I'd like to vote for the soundbite from Flame because it's one I really relate to. Although I've been Lutheran all my life, I went through a time during early adulthood when I became influenced by Baptist and Pentecostal teachings, which led me to begin to despair of God's love for me. Thankfully, the Holy Spirit led me to the same realization Flame describes so thoroughly in the soundbite, that God is truly physically present in the sacraments and therefore loves me and touches me more deeply in feeding me his very body and blood than he would by any other way. I think perhaps during my childhood in catechesis, though I was taught the doctrine of the real presence in the sacrament, it didn't completely sink in until later, so really all of his remarks rang true for me. I suspect also that this is something we don't talk about enough in the Lutheran Church, so it's very good to hear.
All right. Thank you very much for that vote, and thanks for listening. Corrine in Louisville, Kentucky says, this was a super hard choice this week, but I'm going to go with the third soundbite with Pastor Peterson on Christian prayer. I've long struggled with violent themes in the Lament Psalms, and I really appreciate the exposition and further connecting these themes to the rest of the Bible. I love when some passage seems not to fit with the whole of Scripture, and then a pastor comes along and points out how it very obviously does. In fact, it fit and actually further illuminated everything. I love the full interview, too, and I will probably be listening to it multiple times. Corrine, thank you very much for your vote, and thanks for listening in Kentucky. Zachary listens in Elmwood, Indiana. Zachary says, my vote is for soundbite number four. Pastor Whedon does such a great job of explaining the difference in different religious systems and where our focus ought to be. Very helpful, says Zachary. Thanks for listening in Indiana. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet with your vote at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Sam listens in Crabtree, North Carolina. Hi, Jeff and Pastor Wilkin. My vote this week goes to soundbite number two. That's Flame on What is the Comfort of Lutheran Theology. I really resonate with how Flame described his transition from being a Calvinist to being a Lutheran. It goes hand in hand with my own experience. Thanks for a great interview, and thanks for a wonderful podcast. Thanks for listening, Sam, and thanks for voting out there in North Carolina. Here is a vote from Mark in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mark says, soundbite number two. As a soundbite, it was someone who relatively new to Christianity and Lutheran doctrines, as I am, who gives a clear and succinct description of the Lutheran view of grace and sacraments and the contrast with what he believed he'd been taught. It was a layperson who happens to be a celebrity giving a loving lay explanation, and it sounded to me like he also had a good catechist. Mark, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in New Mexico. Melody in Virginia has a vote for, let's see, wonderful sound bites per usual, but as a former independent fundamentalist Baptist, Flame soundbite on the comfort of Lutheran theology gets my vote. Melody, thanks for listening in Virginia. According to your votes on this Friday afternoon, the winner of soundbite of the week is soundbite number two, rapper Flame. What is the comfort of Lutheran theology?
It really breathe life back into me as I thought about the reality of God doing something outside of myself, not only in the waters of baptism, but as I commune with him at the Lord's table through the bread and the wine. It was reassuring to know that Christ was coming to me, that this meal was for me, that he was forgiving me of my sin, that he was reassuring me that I was his, that I didn't have to fear, that I didn't have to look within myself or the intensity of my affections aligning with his, that this vulnerable, weak sinner who God created and loves, Christ was coming to me continually in real time, coming to me with his grace and his salvation, not asking me just to reflect and to think deeper on something he did long ago, but right now at this table with this meal, he is present with me. And I embraced that for the first time, and it just settled in my heart and in my mind in a way that I hadn't experienced ever. And the Lutheran Confessions exposed that reality by taking me back to the Bible and showing me that throughout church history, these have been things that have comforted the church as well. And Christians have drawn on these realities and they have offered the same comfort. And that's something that really rocked me and keeps me to this day.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. Soundbite number two, Rapper Flame, What is the Comfort of Lutheran Theology? Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. Bethany in Pennsylvania, you get the LPR bundle package. Please send us your mailing address and your shirt size. talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Luther Academy. Luther Academy serves Lutheran pastors and laypeople to the ends of the earth. Learn more at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll get post-election analysis from journalists Mark and Molly Hemingway. We'll continue our series on prayer with Pastor David Peterson, and we'll discuss the symbols that you see in church with Pastor Sean Denzer. It is that extranos, that outside of me, that serves to comfort us from Scripture. That Christ's death for us occurred outside of us. It's not something that depends on us in any way. That he delivers that death and resurrection and the forgiveness and life and salvation that go along with it by these external means, his word and his sacraments. It is all comfort. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to eighth grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
This is Jeff Schwarz, General Manager of Lutheran Public Radio, with a message for listeners in the Mountain and Pacific time zones. We pledge to have Issues Etc. podcasts posted daily, no later than 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific. This will allow you to download and listen to the latest Issues Etc. podcasts weekdays during your evening commute. Again, if you live in the Mountain or Pacific time zone, download Issues Etc. before you leave work and listen during your drive home.